Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Backheeled Show. My name is Joe Lowry, and on today's episode, we are diving into a couple of things from around American soccer. First, we're going to chat about the MLS weekend that was, and then we're going to dive into the U.S. Open Cup ahead of the round of 32, which kicks off today as I'm recording on Tuesday, May 7th. 16 matchups with clubs from all over American soccer across tonight and tomorrow night. We'll talk about games to watch, storylines, and so much more, and we'll do it all in less than 10 minutes, because here at Backheeled, we believe that just because soccer games are 90 minutes long doesn't mean that soccer podcasts have to be. So, without any further ado, let's get to it and talk soccer. All right, folks, let's dive into the MLS weekend that was, and there's only one place to start here. We don't do it often on the Backheeled Show because it's happening everywhere else, and we want to give you something different. But Lionel Messi and Inter Miami are doing something different right now. They topped the New York Red Bulls 6-2, winning this game by 4 goals after they lost by 4 goals, 4-0, against the Red Bulls in the away version up in New Jersey of this game earlier on this season. Lionel Messi, as I'm sure you've heard by now, put together 6 goal contributions in this game, a goal and 5 assists. He assisted both of Matias Rojas' goals and all 3 of Luis Suarez's goals, and was absolutely unbelievable. Lionel Messi is doing all the stuff that we expected him to do, and yet somehow that doesn't mean it's lost any of its shine when you actually go out and watch this team play. Miami were unbelievable in the second half. It wasn't like the Red Bulls were necessarily atrocious either, but they just could not handle all of the things that Miami threw at them. There were absolutely mistakes for the Red Bulls. But were there 6 goals worth of mistakes? Were there conceding 6 goals on 8 shots in the second 45 minutes worth of mistakes? I don't think so. The Red Bulls hit a buzzsaw at just the wrong time, and plenty of other teams in MLS are going to hit that buzzsaw. Lionel Messi, at this point, even if you drop all of the games that he could miss for the Copa America, likely 7 games if Argentina go all the way to the final, even if you account for a few other games that he misses between now and the end of the season, he is on pace for more than 50 goal contributions in 2024. It is unbelievable what he is doing. He is outpacing Carlos Vela's goal contribution rate per 90 minutes that he had back in 2019 with LAFC. He's already, and credit to Tudor Ramen for this stat, he's already right where Carlos Hill was in terms of goal contributions in Carlos Hill's 2021 MVP season. And Messi's only played 675 minutes. What Messi is doing is unbelievable. It is must-see TV. And this Miami team's continued evolution by adding pieces like Matias Rojas ahead of what will be a busy summer for them as well. Inter Miami's evolution puts a bit of fuel on the fire of the discussion of, well, what does this team look like without Messi? It looks like they're getting in better and better spots to prepare themselves for when Messi is missing time as the season goes on. But man, when Messi's around, and even most players are fit, no Diego Gomez, no Redondo, no Jordi Alba at left back, even when most of these players are fit, they are not above putting 6 goals on one of the best defenses in all of Major League Soccer. It was a wild game on Saturday evening in Fort Lauderdale, Florida at Chase Stadium. A couple of other games worth discussing. Nashville SC woke up against CF Montreal, who have now reportedly parted ways with their chief soccer officer, Olivier Renard. Things continue to go full chaos mode in Montreal under owner Joey Saputo. But Nashville finally gets some goals in this game. Sam Surridge grabs a hat trick. Walker Zimmerman is back, his first start for Nashville in quite some time. It was a great result for Nashville at home against, yes, a very poor Montreal team right now, but one that showed what this Nashville team can be against teams over in the Eastern Conference. Zimmerman getting involved, Drew Yearwood's distribution was sharp from midfield. A lot to like out of that game from Nashville. Before I leave it here, I want to touch on 3 other quick results over from Western Conference teams. San Jose topping LAFC 3-1. We got some really, really good play from Christian Espinosa, who continues to be one of the best wingers in Major League Soccer. We saw Hernan Lopez and Amal Pellegrino. Lopez and Pellegrino, both new additions from the primary transfer window. All 3 of those players started in the second half, and they gave LAFC some problems on set pieces as well as in open play. Things are looking up in San Jose. And then a couple of nice road wins. Minnesota United go to Atlanta, snag a 2-1 win. Tani Oluwaseyi scores a goal in this game. He has been electric as a starter for them in 2024. I love the tactical tweaks that Eric Ramsey's tossing out these days, even though there's still a lot to be done for Minnesota United. They're in a great spot over in the Western Conference, as are the Colorado Rapids, sitting in 5th out west, way higher than I thought they would be to start this season. But one thing that everybody agreed for Colorado coming into 2024 is that their floor was higher. The signings that they've gone out and made have helped this team's floor continue to progress as they themselves progress up the Western Conference. A 2-0 win away to NYCFC on Sunday, one of the last games of the weekend, even without Georgi Mihajlovic. Colorado pulled off a win against an up and down NYCFC team. These are great results for Chris Armas and co. this season. All right, folks, let's shift our attention to the U.S. Open Cup. Plenty of other MLS coverage over on backheel.com. Ben Wright and I breaking down all 29 teams in MLS every Monday. I'm really proud of the work we're doing in that big column each and every week. Other things on the site right now, we've got John Morrissey diving into the anatomy of a cup set ahead of the U.S. Open Cup's round of 32. He talked to Bob Lilly of the Pittsburgh Riverhounds, Mark Briggs, and others about how to slay giants in the U.S. Open Cup. It is a great piece with valuable perspective on an incredible competition in American soccer that is the U.S. Open Cup. Go check out that and the rest of John's work up on the site. U.S. Open Cup games that I'm going to have my eyes glued to across today and tomorrow. It's only natural to gravitate towards the lower division teams taking on MLS foes. That's part of what makes this competition so special and part of why it was so devastating when MLS very clearly picked up their toys and tried to walk away from the Open Cup earlier this season. We've got eight teams, though, in the Open Cup from Major League Soccer. Houston hosting Detroit. Detroit have been one of the better teams in the Eastern Conference at the USL Championship. Houston have Aceache back, Hector Herrera. Is he going to play? He's only played 45 minutes or less in each of his three games so far this season after recovering from an injury over the offseason and into the start of 2024. Detroit could have a chance. Even away against Houston, the Dynamo have struggled to create chances. And if Detroit are able to go out there and find some opportunities on the break, there could be opportunities for them. Another USL Championship versus MLS clash. FC Dallas hosting Memphis 901 FC of the USL Championship. Dallas are woeful right now. I wrote about them in that big MLS column that I mentioned just a bit ago. They are really, really struggling. Memphis have a chance simply because Dallas are one of the worst teams in Major League Soccer right now. Two more games I'll be clued into on Wednesday. Union Omaha taking on Sporting Kansas City. That's USL League One, a third division team. Union Omaha taking on SKC, another team in Major League Soccer that's struggling. And they'll be hosting Sporting Kansas City. Not a ton of lower division teams had the fortune of getting to host their MLS opposition in this round of 32. Well, Union Omaha are one of those teams. The conditions aren't going to be as good as the ones that SKC are used to. It's going to be a different environment for them. Can Union Omaha pull off a very, very unlikely upset? Well, we're going to find out tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern time when that game kicks off. And then Seattle hosting Louisville City. Seattle struggling in Major League Soccer. Have been dealing with absence on absence on absence on injury on red card suspension in 2024. Lou City are maybe the class of the USL Championship, certainly along with the Charleston Battery, who hosts South Georgia Tormenta FC of USL League One. Lou City going on the road to Seattle. They're not going to be playing Lumen Field. Instead, this game's going to be at Starfire. Lou City have the ability to pull off an upset. I wholeheartedly believe that Danny Cruz is going to commit resources to this game, Lou City manager Danny Cruz. This is a legit good team with talent that is absolutely good enough to play in Major League Soccer, not across the board, but a player here and a player there. Seattle hosting Lou City, that for me is one of the absolute peak games of this round of 32. If you want more U.S. Open Cup coverage, we're going to have more dropping on the site, but we've already got a great feature, as I mentioned, up on backheel.com right now. Plenty more to come from across American soccer, both on the Backheel Show and over on the website. For now, folks, we will leave you there, but stay tuned for another episode later this week. Thanks for listening.